What's up, people? This is Dave Birds, and this is Apotheca Audio Boo, episode number 14, I think. I recorded episode 14 the first time last Tuesday, but it was really terrible, even by my standards. So I decided to scrap that and just start over again. So right now I'm taking a lap around the block by where I live, and I'm just talking. The Audio Boo is doing really well. I've been checking the listener stats, and it's actually more people are listening to this than I think ever did Stationary Joystick, which is interesting. This has less of a format, even less planning than Stationary Joystick did, which was basically none even then. But, I don't know, it's really cool. I think it's just because this is only 5 minutes long, and when I post it, it shows up automatically on my Facebook and my Twitter and all that stuff, so good. So what happened today? I went with one of my Korean friends who went to the same university that I did to the MBC studios in Yeonju. And MBC is a major television station in Korea. It's one of the big four television networks. They had a show that aired in 2007. The hell is this lady doing? Okay, some lady just parked her car in the middle of the street and is leaving it there with the hazard lights on. That's interesting. It's literally in the middle of an intersection. Okay. So, NBC filmed this drama back in 2007 called Day... I remember the Chinese title. I don't remember the Korean title. But the English title was Jewel in the Palace. And apparently it was really, really famous. And had a big following all over Asia. So... Oh, and they filmed this in Yeonju, right next to my school, actually. So they decided to keep all of the outdoor sets that they made for it. This is a period drama, so it's set in ancient Korea. They decided to keep all the sets up, and they turned it into a theme park. And by theme park, I don't mean, like, roller coasters. I mean, an actual, just, you know, walk around, take pictures, look at stuff, learn about things. But a couple of days ago, actually January 1st, the park was permanently closed forever. That's redundant, but yeah, it's closed now. But because of a really random coincidence, the NBC security guard has a son that goes to the university. We went to University of Wisconsin, UW, and... he let us walk around in the park by ourselves, which was interesting because there's nobody else there, obviously, and it's in a little bit of disrepair, probably from neglect, but it was everything was still pretty much intact, and it was really interesting just to walk around and see, I guess, where they film stuff. I've never seen the show, but, you know, it was like walking around and... ancient Korea, except that the huge skyscraper apartment blocks were, you could see them just over the mountain. So that was kind of fun. And then, how am I doing on time? Got 1 minute. After I met up with her, I went to Cheonnan-hi, which is a railroad station and a subway station in sort of inner Seoul, I guess. And attached to it is a giant Lotte department store and Lotte Plaza and all this other stuff. So they have a Lotte cinema there, and I went with one of my friends who's also from UW, and we went to see Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and it was a pretty good movie. I wouldn't say it was really worth remaking from the Swedish one, because they're basically the same movie, but, obviously, Americans wouldn't watch anything that was subtitled, so I guess it had to be done, right? Alright, I'm out. Peace.